Hi students, we are dealing with Human Resources in Hospitality, Chapter Number 3, Policies and Procedures of Human Resource Development in Hospitality. The objectives of this chapter are to understand the various policies and procedures of the hospitality sector, the areas that policy is necessary, the importance of organizational culture, departmentation. Most of the job functions call for specialization. To understand the policies and procedures of the hospitality sector is that it is a continuous changing industry, and hence the policies and procedures also keep on changing. Every policy in the hospitality industry may not have one particular procedure. It may be governed by a different or numerous sets of procedures. When we say the areas of policy are necessary, we have to define the areas. In defining the areas, care should be taken by the HR to see that each section is included in designing the policies. The importance of organizational culture is the culture of the organization, what is set by the management. Departmentation is the process of dividing the organization into small units so that they function in a most proper, smooth and systematic way. Most of the job functions call for specialization. Every area or every department may be a specialized department in hospitality as compared to other organizations. Staff of all departments are governed by the policies of the organization. The policies that are set will be governing employees from all the different departments. Various departments are there in an organization, and hence every department will be governed by the policies set by the organization. The structure of this chapter will start with the introduction, the importance of policies and procedures, areas of policy and procedures in hospitality, framing HR policies in hospitality, HRD, a system of excellence in hospitality, organization culture is the backbone of the hospitality industry, policies and procedures in other areas of the organization, and lastly, and the most important, is departmentation. The importance of policy and procedures. Policy is what the organization should do. Which area requires policies? What it should do? Where it should do? How it should do is the policy. The procedure is how it will be done. In hospitality, a single policy will require multiple operation procedures. Take for example a guest room. If the policy is that it has to be completed, cleaning of the guest room after the passenger or the guest has checked out, it has to be completed in 45 minutes and handed over to the front office for sale. If this is a set policy, the procedures may be different. Every organization has a different set of procedures. When we say procedures are different, it may call for a numerous operations. Like we can say the bed making will be done by the housekeeping staff, a set of housekeeping staff. The cleaning will be done by the utility workers, the washroom cleaning, the wash basin, the toilet cleaning. Vacuum cleaning may be done by another set of people, etc., etc. So hence, in order to complete one policy, the procedures may be different. You start with cleaning of the carpet at the end and then you check out. Your supervisor will come and then check the room and give the clearance to be handed over to the front office. When the room is handed over to front office, the procedure will be led that the front office will check the status of the room and sell the room accordingly. Areas of policy and procedures in hospitality. Staffing the organization. That is the job functions, the job description. Staffing. How will you staff? What is the procedure or the policy of staffing the organization? Whether we have internal or external recruitment, etc., etc. Developing staff, whether it is a classroom training or to have on the job training or outsource the training activities, this will be the policy taken by the organization. The methods of motivating staff also will be a set policy and procedure of how the staff will be motivated. There are different methods of motivating staff, and two organizations may not have the same method of motivating the staff. Maintaining staff. Maintaining staff is also retaining staff. How will you retain the staff? Staff mobility is very, very high in the hospitality industry. We find that the staff leave for better prospects. Mainly it is for the higher salary and flexible work timings. So maintaining staff is a very important thing. We can retain staff by taking an exit interview or a feedback from the staff that decides to either leave the organization at any given time. One of the most important role of the hospitality industry is to prevent wastage. Wastage can be prevented by reduction, reuse and recycle. This is done almost in all the hospitality units. Recycling of their laundry water, recycling of their water from the bathrooms, etc. is also carried out by most of the organizations. The hospitality industry is committed to prevent wasteful use of natural resources and minimize any hazardous impact on the environment. So we have to see that it is very important to prevent wastage. We have to reduce wastage. In the next slide, I will explain this in detail, how we can reduce or reuse and recycle. Recycling is done usually with laundry washing water and the bathroom water. Reuse is done mostly by food, and reducing wastage is done by proper use of raw materials in the food production industry and service sectors. Waste management is to reduce food waste. Careful planning of food purchases. If we buy only that which is necessary, to check the stores daily, to check the freezers daily, to maintain an inventory control of all that is in stock will help you to reduce or wastage by not overbuying or not stocking items that are not in use. Buffets encourage guests to come back for the second helping. Please inform the guest that you can at any time can come and take more of whatever you like instead of filling your plate and wasting it. This is important to train the guest also at certain times. It is very important. Training culinary staff, weight, food trimmings and other pre-consumed waste. Okay, trimmings and all have to be waste. If you receive the goods in the proper manner, wastage will be avoided. The raw materials to be received as per the specification of in the purchase order. Whatever the specification given, if you receive the items, the raw materials, whether it be vegetable, fruits, fish or poultry, it is important to check the purchase order and to rectify the purchase order if it is wrongly made. Edible leftovers, be creative. You can use chicken leftovers into soup, fish into pate, etc. You can make wraps. or spring rolls of vegetables that are left over. Organic breakfast buffet, 52 components instead of 100, marketed as healthier and higher quality. So reduce the quantity at your breakfast. The number of items will help you to maintain or to avoid wastage. Waste minimization techniques. Recycling, on-site recover and reuse, creation by useful byproducts. Source reduction, process change and good housekeeping. We find that there is a lot of wastage in housekeeping where detergents and washing materials, cleaning agents are concerned. If they are highly concentrated, it is advisable to dilute and then issue to the staff so that they do not use too much. Process change, input material change, better process control, equipment modification and technological change. All this can reduce your wastage of manpower. The manpower that is required to do the cleaning of 10 rooms can be utilized elsewhere if the right equipment and technology is brought into the rooms. We have the latest types of introduction of vacuum cleaners that are very light and can be handled easily by the chambermaid or the roommate for use at any given time with extended rods so that she does not have to climb over stools or ladders to clean the ceiling. Such vacuum cleaners, once they have been purchased, they have to be trained to use, they have to be maintained by the manufacturer, and they can be used from time to time. Product modification is another area by which we can control wastage. Sustainable hospitality operations, economic. The main objective is to optimize the use of resources. Whatever resources are there, we have to make use of usefully, and if not in use, it can control the wastage. Control the wastage. Most of the hotels have used the key control for offing all the lights once the guest leaves the room automatically. Wastage of taps. Sensors are used in taps so that water is not wasted, etc. Protect the environment, work on reduction of carbon footprints, conservation of natural resources. The water that is used in the bathrooms are usually filtered and then used for the gardening and other lawns, etc. The surrounding areas of the hotels is hence wastage of water is avoided. Socio-cultural area, promote social cooperation and involve local people. Be socially responsible, improve the quality of life of community and manpower. Many of the hotels have introduced get together for slum children once a year so that they experience good eating habits, etc. Framing HR policies in hospitality. This calls for top level commitment, plans for utilization of manpower skills, conditions for growth and development, investing in programs, openness and trust. Top level commitment, that is the head of departments, from time to time should set procedures to get the policies into action. Plan the utilization of manpower skills. When selection takes place, the HR is aware of the different technical skills that are available, the capacity and the capability of each individual. The human resources should make use of this requirement and place the employees in locations where their skill can be used to the optimum optimum use of their skills. If such skills are lacking and areas are vacant, technical skills can be given to the staff by through training. Conditions for growth and development. Growth and development is an important area where we can motivate staff by promoting them to a higher level within the same department. When staff get promoted, the overall pay package also improves. This is a motivation area and the staff will improve in giving their best. Investing in programs. Programs such which require training can improve the behavior and attitude of the staff. Mainly service staff and front office staff who come in direct contact with the guest have to be trained in attitudinal behavior, etiquettes, right grooming, personality improvement, speech improvement, communication skills, etc. Openness and trust. We have to encourage openness and trust in the employees. Openness is when the staff brings out the grievances or the not so good areas of their working conditions to the head of the department, the supervisory staff, or the management. It will improve and it will set policies so that the procedures which are laid down can be implemented. Policies in hospitality. HRD in hospitality cannot consider only the development of the resources or abilities in the individual, but also one's professional competence as well as social attitudes. Abilities of the individual is those technical skills, the strength and power that the individual has. These are evaluated during the recruitment or the interviewing time. The professional competence is that educational skill or the training that he has received. Social attitudes are those attitudes that he brings about when he works in a group, when he works in a team, when he works with people of other department or staff with other departments. When this attitude plays a very important role when he interacts with guest, when he talks to the guest, when he is in a service encounter with the guest. HRD, a system of excellence in hospitality. Need identification. Flexible policies. We take this by one, need identification. It is the responsibility of the HR department to find out areas where policies are to be implemented, the need for policies. Flexible policies. The policies should not be very rigid. They should be flexible depending on the situation and circumstances. Modular policies, which could be modulated. Credit. The credit of any workforce should be recognized. Application oriented. On the job training. Whatever the selection procedure, the application should be oriented, whether it is internal recruitment or external recruitment. On the job training will be given by the training manager in different areas, whether it is technical skills, knowledge, capabilities, responsibilities, job functions, routine work, etc. Multimedia approach. Yes, this is very important. The multimedia approach is usually used in the orientation period when the staff is oriented with the organization. the different areas of the organization, the vision mission statement also is showed to the staff so that they know what their goals is, what they have to work to, and the multimedia approach is one way where we can be able to show the employees at a very early entry into the organization those areas which he may not be able to see later on. Human touch. Human touch is that touch which we have to remember that each individual is a human being who comes to work. We work as a team. We have to be very considerate, understanding, sympathetic. All these are qualities that we have to, which are inbuilt. We have to share our values with them, and we have to work as a team to meet again the organizational goal. Again, human touch and teamwork go hand in hand, and if human touch and teamwork are very closely linked, we can achieve the impossible. In hospitality, excellence is required in all that we do. No halfway through. We have to reach excellence. In the hospitality industry, the mechanism of human resource development contributes for the growth of excellence in the organization. In hospitality, human resource development system is directly dependent on the organizational culture. Whatever the culture of the organization, the set culture of the organization will help in bringing out your attributes, your personality, and your hard work. Organization culture, as we know, is the backbone of the organization in hospitality. Culture of an organization is set of values, beliefs, attitudes, work methods, procedures and practice, norms of thinking, feelings and action. When we say set of values, the values that are set in the organization has to be taken into consideration into our day-to-day functioning. We cannot deviate from the culture that is already in the organization. Beliefs and attitudes is what we take along with us when we join the organization. The beliefs and attitude has to change according to the culture of the organization. Work methods are those methods that are taught to you. It is shown to you how to work, where to work, the procedure, how to do a duty or a routine work. Norms of thinking is also another line of thought where we feel that the I should be away, the we feeling should be in, and the feeling of belongingness to the organization will help in the norms of thinking. Feeling and actions is another area where we have to pay attention to. We have to leave our feelings and develop on our actions. Policies and procedures in other areas of the organization. Most of these topics we will discuss in the chapters that will follow in this subject. Misconduct policies and steps. Here also there are laid down policies on dealing with misconduct in the organization. Misconduct may be with a staff, by himself, or including one or two staff. Procedures for disciplinary action is also a set policy where the HR department comes into action, where the disciplinary actions are taken. Termination policy and procedures. Termination is that process where we separate the employee for any one of the above reasons from the organization because of misconduct or indiscipline, etc., absenteeism. Job description. All departments and all posts should have the laydown description for jobs. Employee file description. The employee files should be updated from time to time. They should be promoted. The promotion letters, etc., should be in the file. Health insurance policy and social insurance policy are two areas which also human resource development is responsible to give the staff. Staff relationship with others. Managing human resources in the hospitality industry presents special challenges, including high diverse employees, background and roles, and ever-present focus on guest services and organization structure. Now we talk about employee backgrounds. In one department or in one section of a department where two or three employees may be working, they come from different backgrounds. In some organizations, we find different nationalities also working together. For example, in the food production department, we find that the organization might have recruited international chefs to train the Indian chefs or the chefs of the organization in specialized skills. For example, a Mexican chef may be brought into the organization, hired to train the chef, since the organization may be opening a Mexican restaurant very shortly. Hence, this differences, difference of culture may bring about indifferences at the workplace. This has to be handled very, very carefully. Focus on guest service and organization structure. The focus on guest services is the important aim and the final goal of the organization, where the vision mission statement says guest satisfaction is the most important function of the organization. Organization structure is the structure where we find that the organization chart shows where a particular person stands in the hierarchy level, who he is responsible to and who is responsible to him, to whom does he report and who reports to him. The organization structure is the structure that shows you your position in the organization. It is important to know your position in the organization. At every promotion, it may change, your designation may change, your pay pack may change, and this is very important. Along with the organization structure, your placement in the organization structure also defines your duties and responsibilities within that organization structure. Departmentation. Departmentation by process, departmentation can be done by product, departmentation by function, geographical location, departmentation by customers, and departmentation by time. In hospitality, this is very easy since it can be easily separated according to the functions and specialization of each area. The whole of the hospitality unit will be made into smaller units called departments, depending on the function and specialization. In the hospitality industry, the main important four departments are housekeeping, front office, food production, and food service. Within these few four departments, there are subsections. For example, the front office will have the public relations, the front office will have the inquiry, information, reservations, check-in counter, cashier, etc. So all these department sections form one department, as it specializes in guest relations. Guest relations is nothing but that area where the guests are check-in and check-out, and this department, the staff of this department, comes in direct contact with the guest. In the hospitality organization, departmentation is usually by function, depending on the basic function they have to perform. Now take for example the housekeeping department. The basic function of the housekeeping department is cleaning of the guest rooms, surrounding area, passages, etc., and making it ready in time so that it can be sold. That is called handing over to the front office. Check-in, check-out procedures are not handled by the housekeeping department. Hence, the main function of the housekeeping department is cleaning of the room, guest rooms, and areas that are connected with it. Departmentation in hospitality is universally accepted as it has various advantages. Yes, all over the world we find that these are the departments, and each department has an organization structure of its own. Departmentation is needed in the hospitality industry since the functioning calls for specialization and skills. According to the specialization and skills, the employees are hired or recruitment of and selection of employees take place. Now, an employee that shows an inclination for housekeeping cannot be put into food production because he may not have the specialization and skills of that department in food production. He basically requires to be positioned in the housekeeping department. Like eye for details, this quality, if it is there in a person, we will know that he or she will perform well in the housekeeping department. Thank you.